Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see where he ends up at the end of the week, but I think if it does come to it, it will be pretty judicious with his snaps and try to work him back. More importantly than, you know, he's probably going to lack some football conditioning, football shape, and so you don't want to throw a guy in there that's really not quite ready in those regards. But I like the progress he's making, and we'll just kind of see where we end up at the
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 9, Peters Township. Temperatures in Beantown for the Steelers and Patriots Sunday, 65 degrees at kickoff. Very, very, very small chance of rain for the Steelers and Pats. It's our PM Team Friday tailgate. You can, in our YouTube comments, text us, tell us what you are drinking and partaking in at almost 4 o'clock on a Friday. It's fitting because Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee show is in studio with us. And his reports are sponsored by IC Light. And you were just telling us off the air how many perks come with sponsorships these days.
You know,
yeah?
Yes. That's probably as far as I can go, right? Not perks. I guess it is perks.
I was going to say, what the hell else
is
it?
You guys are acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. Mr. Perk 1 and Perk 2 over here.
Perk 1 and Perk 2.
Well, is Perk Angle going to walk in here?
Especially Mr. Perk himself here.
Mark, we just heard Terrell Austin without dropping any F-bombs on Derek Harmon. Derek Harmon officially questionable for Sunday. He was a full participant in practice today. Do you think he'll play against New England?
I didn't think he was going to play at the beginning of the week, but it sure looks like he will play. I mean, you're listed as questionable. You pretty much are playing. It's just a matter of how much he's going to play at this point right now. I wouldn't anticipate a whole bunch. But, hey, you're getting him out there right now, and that's better than what you had prior to him. So, yeah, I'd be stunned if he's not out there now.
I mean, what kind of a pitch count you think we're looking at for him realistically?
It probably shouldn't be that many. I mean, you're looking 15 to 20, I would say. I mean, considering he hasn't played since, what was that, week? Two? Was that week two?
It was the Carolina game.
Week three, so yep. We're looking more than a month. And he really hasn't had a huge ramp up to that point. Plus, he's a rookie, so you're putting those all those together, and, you know, maybe that moving train is...
Oh, we know that moving train is just impossible to board.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering if he's quick enough to jump on that. Maybe moving train only is for wide receivers and, like, quarterbacks or something. And
running backs who return kicks who don't know the
actual. Well, the question is, if they bench Caleb Johnson, will he ever get on that moving train? So you got
to
be
careful. Well, I do want to get to that, but I don't want to finish the Derek Harmon conversation yet. How much do you think he can help an ailing run defense, Mark? Everyone's running to that side of the field, take the spot which is reserved for Loudermilk, who stinks. right, I mean, he does. And Nick Herbig's not exactly a gnarly run defender either, so if he gets those reps, they're going to be pretty important ones, Mark, at that spot on their defense.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we saw what he could do in training camp and even how much he was, you know, even in college, how advanced he was there to be able to come in and be able to stop the run. And just the point of attack, man, just to take on blocks, that's half the battle right now. I mean, you sit there and you You know, Listen
up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Criticize Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson, but when you got guys in their face, it's pretty hard to get off those blocks and make plays. And I think at least Harmon is, at the worst, can at least take on the blocks and at least occupy some, if not make any blocks, make any tackles to provide some of the other guys. So I think it's significant. But, I mean, if he does only play 15 or 20 snaps, where's his other 40 come from?
A lot of YA Black, right?
What's their plan for him, speaking of? Do you think they eventually, in a perfect world, would want YA Black to line up as a true nose guard and just let Benton, Hayward, Harmon, everybody else kind of do their thing?
That's what we all assumed was going to happen when they drafted him, especially when Black showed early on that he was capable of being able to perform right away. You thought that would be a natural position for him to be that Casey Hampton nose plugger, 0-1 technique type of guys.
Yeah, he's just a huge human being.
Yeah, but for some reason they are enamored with Benton in that spot, and he seems like he's a bit better fit, you know, kicking into that three spot, you know. So
Benton looks like he's getting forklifted by offensive linemen right now. Like,
but
I don't
to Mark's
really
point about him
role.
Being enamored, they've played Benton. Benton's got more snaps than any defensive lineman through two games.
No, I understand that. Yeah. I'm just saying I'm puzzled as to what enamors them. You know, what
I'm
about
guessing,
him as an Amory?
I think they view a little Hargrave in him, which is not correct. I mean, honestly, let's face it.
They have this opinion of the player, and that's just wrong. Well, I agree with you, by the way. Also, because he doesn't seem to have the anchor that Jay Wobble had in the form of one of the largest asses in history.
Is that true, Mark, on the ass part?
Yeah, you know, if you want, we can rank 1 to 5 ass sizes in the locker room. If you
Kent Graham, it's the Kent Graham Memorial. Forget me not trophy. Pony, I mean, isn't that the entire like thesis point on one of the reasons Hargrave was like so good? He had a very low center of gravity. They would all like make euphemistic comments
still
about
does.
The fact
still...
that he has a big rear end.
I thought they should have brought him back, to be honest with you.
A quick get off too, right? That was quicker than you'd ever seen in your life, how quickly he got off the ball and up the field and created angles in his favor. But I don't know why they view Benton as that guy right now. I thought Benton, you know, that's one of those things where we say this for like a year. Why isn't Benton kicked out a little bit? Why isn't Benton kicked out? Oh, we like him here. He's better here. Then next year they'll kick him out there and say, well, he really didn't play very well. And we never really saw him as a true nose. That's just what's going to end up happening.
So the fans are going to be right and the team is going to admit that
they were like they had no issues with wide receivers last year until after the season. It's like, yeah, we needed to upgrade on wide receivers.
Or we find out, we handled George. George was fine, and then as soon as George is gone, everyone comes out of the woodwork.
George was a big pain in our asses.
Yes, I mean, there's not one person that's heard say something positive about
it. I just think it's like a funny dynamic that tends to play out in these situations.
Mark, you talk to current Steelers, former Steelers, and people around the team. What do they think is the reason why the defense, the real reason, not the reason the team gives us, what's the real reason why their defense is underachieved so much through two games?
So I'm not allowed to say get off blocks, be accountable.
No, if people are telling you that, they say
well, that's that's the excuse.
Give us the quiet. Give us the quiet part, like the real, like whispered. You don't have to name names, obviously, but like, hey, this is what's really going on here, man. Like, these are the true, honest to God problems.
I honestly think they believe that it's just a matter of cohesion right now. That eventually it will get around to that point. Maybe that's them just being positive about the situation to me.
But the defensive line issues where they're getting blocked.
I don't want to say that four-letter word because I don't think that's really fair.
The S word?
Yes.
And has a vowel in the middle there that ain't I?
Yeah, I don't really like to use that
word. It's a good word if you're describing toilet paper?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really like to use that word, but maybe some. I mean, I'll put it this way.
You can say factually without saying that word. They are getting knocked off the ball with regularity, and they don't look like a team that's physical.
What the hell
does
that have to do with cohesion, Mark?
Yeah, that's just blocking, tackling. That's just, are you tougher than the other guys?
What some people were thinking and what other people might be believing.
It would be impossible for me as a person just watching, like, did you watch the Bucks-Texans game where they were just hitting the snot out of each other the whole time?
No, he was watching Monday Night Raw.
Oh, it probably was watching Raw, but
either way, like, I would wonder what some of the guys from, like, the 08 team, for example, if they were given...
That's a bad team to...
No, but, like, they wouldn't have any hesitation, I think, saying that about this team right now.
No, but they've been there and done that. I haven't been there nor done that, so...
I understand why they're all playing a game where if any of us got hit on one play, we'd be in the ER. Yes. I get it. So, like, it's understood that these guys are a million times tougher than all of us, but that word does seem to be applicable to the way it looks for them on a lot of running plays these days.
Yeah, if it is, I don't know if it's something that just in their DNA that they're not that type of player or if they're just playing like that, if the scheme is not allowing them to play like that. If you recall, the scheme under LeBeau was totally different than now, between the, you know, the one gap and the two gap, and that's a big reason why they were able to stop the run like they did back in the day more than they did now. That's why you had Ferrier and Foote and Timmons putting up numbers like they did. But
Mark, we just had B-Mac on from those defenses, and he said he would move T.J. Watt around. Yeah. He said I'd
make
use him like
Troy.
Micah Parsons.
I think that was part of the plan last week. But as soon as Highsmith went out, they pretty much nicked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That and went basically vanilla.
Well,
Tomlin admitted they
you.
Went vanilla. He said we couldn't use our schematics because we're too young.
But you know what,
man? At what point do you just say, here, the young guys might not like know it perfectly, but we're gonna try to do the thing that fools the other team? Yeah. It's like, it's such a conservative risk averse. We always talk about Mike being risk averse with like offense and the field position stuff. Saying that because our starter went out and we would have to replace him with a younger player or maybe even a rookie, that we are going to run vanilla stuff is a risk-averse way to play defense.
Yeah, I just think that they were going to move him around more towards the middle of the field. I know Herbig was going to move to the middle of the field a little bit and have only basically one defensive line, but Highsmith went out 10 plays. Then they pretty much do go back to what they are used to. But, I mean, at what point, though, do you say you want a triple team TJ? I don't care. That's great.
Well, look at
somebody
Jack
else
Sawyer's
better go
sack.
Make the play
he
then.
He got a
right?
free sack because of that.
Yeah, somebody else better go make the play then. So, at what point do you almost welcome that kind of attention to the point of the other guy's going to have to come make the plays? But we've been hearing this for years. That's why you're always hesitant. We're like, "Oh, we're moving. This will be the year to move him around." It's not doing him any favors of lining up over the right tackle every single play.
I agree.
And you know where he's at.
Does he want to move, or is he the one resisting it?
He never wanted to, but I truly believe he does.
Don't you think he does now? He's got no sacks and barely any pressures. He wants to affect the game.
That is, I mean, you saw the numbers. They don't even run near him.
Right.
I mean,
they're taking him out of the game completely.
Totally out of the game. And
do you think Jabril Peppers plays in this game?
I think he'll play some, yeah.
I think he should play more than Thornhill if you're worried about beating the run game. And then if they throw over the your head, okay, we'll make an adjustment if that happens.
Yeah.
But I'd come out and try to stop the run with him early in this game, Mark.
Yeah, you would assume that's – if you're going to lose this game, the Steelers are going to have to run the ball. I mean, the Patriots are going to have to run the ball because I can't really see them being too very good at throwing the ball with some of their receivers.
Wait a minute. Really? We just saw Justin Fields and Sam Darnold light up this team, Mark, in back-to-back weeks.
We're talking about Stephon Diggs and – Kenny Booty or whatever his name is.
Keyshawn Booty.
What I'm saying is if they're going to lose, it's because they're going to throw to these running backs.
I mean, isn't Manning coming off like the best game overall of his career?
And honestly, Drake May running the ball as well, which could be the low-key biggest point of this game.
Text on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text. And a person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Does Mark think the Steelers' run game is going to take off in this one? He'll chime in on that and tell us about more perks of his job on the other side. But first, a Charlie headline.
The injury report is out ahead of the Steelers matchup against the New England Patriots. Four players have been ruled out for the Steelers: Deshaun Elliott, Alex Highsmith, Joey Porter Jr., and Max Schrapping, and interior offensive lineman. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Minister Muller.
Thank you, Mr. Borges. Choice Cabinet. Love talking to you about Choice Cabinet, whether you are somebody. There's stuff happening in here. Kabbalion headphones, just a great rivalry right now throughout history. Anyway, Choice Cabinet. I love it because when I talk to you about Choice Cabinet, I know I can help people out there who are looking to get like a kitchen or a man cave remodeled, contractors who are looking to do those remodeling jobs. Choice Cabinet helps all of them get cabinets faster. How do I mean that? Well, the average wait time in the industry for cabinets, 8 to 12 weeks right now. That's 2 to 3 months if you're scoring at home. With Choice Cabinet, delivery available in as little as 3 days, and they've got it even better right now. They've got a new expanded showroom that highlights all the modifications that they can do in-house. They've got a custom color program. They've got 19 different kitchen, closet, pantry, and family entertainment center displays. They do closets, yes, at Choice Cabinet. They're all wood. They're half the price of the closet companies. So I guess now I can say if you need closets, but definitely if you need cabinets. The choice is clear, my friends. It is choicecabinet.com.
Yeah, I don't fancy myself as an air raid guy, and I don't fancy myself as playing triple option or wing D. I mean, you want to be balanced, and sometimes it's week to week in a matchup. I mean, what you don't ever, regardless of what your philosophy is, you become one-dimensional in any circumstance. You're going to make life hard on yourself, especially in the NFL. And if you had, overwhelming talent, this was the 1970s, and I could put, 135 stars on scholarship and you're just bludgeoning people, yeah, that'd be one way to do it. I mean, you're looking for to be efficient, explosive. They may come in the run game or, run alerts or...
At 4:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings during our PM Team Friday tailgate. It is our hour with Steelers Insider from the Pat McAfee Show, Mark Cabali, brought to you by Icy Light. If you're enjoying an Icy Light or another drink, you can tell us about it on our YouTube page or by texting the show.
Are you calling Arthur Smith Mr. Perfect? What's that? What do you call that?
Do you think Arthur Smith knows about 80s and 90s pro wrestling? Like, will he run you down and be like, man?
Didn't he go to school in Carolina? That's the hotbed.
Arthur Smith looks at
himself. Hotbed of what? Of wrestling? Pro wrestling?
Yeah, Ric Flair and all that stuff. That is like a hotbed.
Do you think Arthur Smith knows who Dusty Rhodes is?
Oh, absolutely.
But I think Arthur Smith, if he does know it, would be too proud to admit it. I mean, think of some of the other things he tells you guys to look up, World War II people and all that stuff. He would think pro wrestling to be beneath him intellectually. He and Aaron Rodgers, if they're hanging out just not talking football, they're making like a ship in a bottle or something like that.
first of all, Arthur is offensive line, so he got part meatheadism.
Wait a minute. How can you say that? All I ever hear about is that the smartest players on the team are the offensive linemen.
Yeah, half smart, half being a meathead. Yes, you have to have that balance.
So you have to be willing at any point to go... Like, so here's what we got to do. Trap block here, cut block here. Nerds!
Slide the line here and let's just go run our head into somebody's 400-pound body.
Okay.
Meathead.
All right.
Mark, you know what's really scary when you think about it? The Steelers in practice and training camp couldn't run the ball against their own defense. And everybody runs the ball in the Steelers' defense except the Steelers' offense. We've not seen them look good running the ball at any point since they came together. And you wrote that in some of your columns for Twitter, and it's been true in games. So when is it going to change? Sunday?
First, they have to really highlight Jalen Warren. I think this other
Kenny G
and his sacks needs to just do what Kenny G does and do some third down conversions here. So I think they got semi on the right track last week of at least giving Warren the ball. And it seems like how they're talking, they realize, maybe he is our best guy, which I don't know why it took 2 weeks to be able to do that. So, sometimes that outside scheme, outside zone is very finicky. You have to be really decisive when you're running. I don't even know if they even got to that point yet where I've seen them any of those outside zone
runs. They keep trying to run up the middle, and those middle, the guard and guards and center aren't opening any holes, it seems
like. It's hard. It's hard for those guys. There's a lot of junk between the hashes, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of people in that spot. It's hard to move them over.
It's not hard for other teams.
But is it because they're starting on the outside of the tackle and cutting back inside? I don't think too many people, as you're watching the Bills game here, is just running between the tackles, strictly straight through the tackles. That's just...
Well, I don't think it's a numbers problem because Aaron Rodgers said it wasn't. He said they're playing two safeties deep on us, so it's a softer box, and we still can't run the ball effectively.
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
I don't think they've tried enough.
They haven't gone three tight ends very often either.
Not only three tight ends. We talked about four tight ends. They've only went four tight ends once, I think.
I mean, I guess the thought that if they were to show three tight ends, then they bring a safety down.
That's the biggest disappointment or biggest confusion I've had so far is they brought in Jonnu and the Freiermuth and the Darnell. Not for the fact that they can run, block, and catch and whatever, but they create different matchup issues, right? You put those three guys in.
I was going to say in theory.
Yeah, in theory they have matchup, but we haven't seen that because they haven't been on the field a lot together. I think their most used formation has been with the two tight ends. I think they got 40. I looked this up today. 40 or 50 plays with the two tight end sets.
Mark, you like to talk about covering high school football, and if you had that one great offensive lineman and you had a Chirpak or somebody like that,
Lucas Nix,
just line up and run the ball behind the guy like 100 times in a game and make him stop it. Yeah. Now, obviously, that's like an exaggeration, but who's the offensive lineman that the Steelers would even want to run behind? Like, who's the Alan Faneca that you say, you know what, we want this guy to be our lead blocker on running plays, ideally, in a perfect world?
Right now? Probably have to be Fatanu.
He didn't look good against Seattle. I thought he played a bad game. I
thought he was the worst of the two tackles, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I think McCormick has an opportunity to be there because he has that half.
I kind of wanted you to say Amalu because he's the highest paid guy and the most veteran guy, and you are dancing around
well,
that
that's
one.
That's because he struggled really a lot last week. If you look.
Well, that is kind of alarming. He's the most well-compensated and veteran person there.
But
he came in
with a soft tissue injury. I don't think he's the player he once was.
Yeah, probably not. I just don't see you lining up and him dominating games. I think Frazier is a center. You rarely see guys have that opportunity to just dominate games. Maybe the best of the best that were able to do that, the Dawsons and the Pounceys at times. But you're mostly looking, if you're looking for somebody to run behind, it's usually the tackles.
Mark, right? Globally speaking right now.
And you're not saying Broderick Jones, by the way,
well,
Mark.
I'll put it this way. Broderick Jones at least took a step forward and not a step back.
I thought he was better in pass protection.
Wouldn't you take that right
yes,
now?
Yes, I would. And I thought on one particular run play where I think Warren got like 9 yards, he kicked out his man and looked like he did exactly what he was supposed to do on the play. And neither here nor there, globally. We started this 2 minutes ago with Pony saying, Mark, when are they going to like run the ball effectively? And nothing you said, and it was your opinion, I'm not saying you were like factually inaccurate or anything, nothing you said in the intervening 120 seconds made me feel like they were going, that you believe they are anywhere close to having a breakthrough in the running game. Nothing.
Yeah.
And New England's good up front. They've stopped the run.
Pony, I'm starting to come around to your, like, it is a grim, bleak Friday. I said all that in Mark's response.
The only thing I could think of is you just go back on the past couple of years where that offensive line has progressively gotten better. Maybe not so much last year that was maybe
2 years
Haley's
ago.
2 years ago. So if you look at that, you still got extremely young guys on that offensive line. I mean, one of the more veteran guys, your buddy Broderick Jones, and he's like 23 years old, right?
Mark, how much of it is the development of these guys? Like, I think about when they had John Mitchell and the way he would make defensive linemen better. Yeah. Obviously, Mike Munchak did that with offensive linemen. I don't see the development from these guys that play in the trenches for them anymore.
That could be back to the college game, too. You don't really have many college offensive line.
Okay, but how's Philly,
pro ready?
How's Philly develop their offensive line and defensive line then?
Like Dickerson,
how do they do it?
Dickerson came straight out of college and looked pretty good right away.
Wasn't Dickerson the one? Wasn't he?
How about Mailata? He was a seventh round pick who played in Australia.
He was their Villanueva.
Yes. But wasn't Dickerson, didn't he have some knee injuries?
He did. He had a knee issue.
So that he was probably better.
Well, the Steelers haven't been very shy about drafting guys with injury histories. That's why they took
Also,
Peyton
they've
Wilson.
Been using first-round picks on guys, so it's not a pedigree problem. They're getting talented guys in theory.
I just don't think that they're pro-ready right away, and it normally takes a couple years for those guys to really find their footing. It's just the position.
Well, so in that case, they basically have two rookie tackles because Broderick Jones is playing the position for the first time.
Yeah, and plus they got a division, an FCS guard and a older other guard and a
but you
somewhat
said
undersized
before the season,
center, but
you
good.
Said before the
I
season,
I
I'm
do.
Optimistic about this offensive line.
Like
what the heck happened?
I do like the pedigree, and I think they will continue to get better here. I'm not ready to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
You sound like you are. You're saying they'll get
better.
Maybe
right now,
from an F to an F plus.
It's not going to get better anytime soon.
Oh, great.
But maybe halfway through the season.
With a 41-year-old quarterback, that's a real uplifting comment to make.
But he's tough, right?
Yeah, and he's sturdy.
Well, when he gets hit in certain situations, that's a lot more acceptable than getting hit in other situations.
He can get hit on third downs.
Now that we're on the topic of him, why did Rodgers give such a weird answer about the McAfee question on Wednesday? Do you know the backstory there?
Well, probably who asked it, but I'm just
he's not Mike Tomlin. He gives Brooke okay answers. Like,
now, the look on his face was like, yeah, right, I'm going to go there.
Why is that such a touchy subject, though?
Well, I think he just doesn't want, because he knows it's national news if he says something.
Okay.
I just don't think he wants to make any waves whatsoever.
So is that your theory on why he's not doing it?
I don't know why he's not doing it, but obviously he's not doing it because if he was doing it, he would have done it already.
He would have done it by now.
But I just don't. I know it's not an organizational thing.
Really?
I
kind of felt like it was like they would prefer him to not do it.
They would never tell him because first of all, the organization, Tomlin, Arthur,
they all go on there.
They love him as well. So there's no way it's an organizational decision. I would just make the assumption that it was a Aaron Rodgers' decision, him just continuously reading the room of what he should and should not do. Now, I think he felt that there was more negative out of it than positive.
Mark, you have been, I would say, pretty dark cloud here on some of these topics. I have a YouTube commenter's question I want to ask you coming up next because I think
those
it fits.
Are always usually really
no, this
good.
One's it's a real comment.
Has this person
it's a real
already
question.
Admitted to have they started drinking during the
no.
PM team tailgate?
No, this person flat out said it's a question that they really wanted Mark to answer, and I think given the way that our conversation with Mark has gone of late, it's a good one to ask.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by a former Patriot tight end with local connections at 5:15, and it's not Dorn. Charlie has a headline, and we'll be right back. It's the PM team.
Pirates and A's tonight. North Shore Tavern leadoff show will begin at 5:45 with Dan Zangrilli. Mitch Keller's last start at PNC Park. This is the last series you get to see the Pirates this year at PNC Park. From Morgan on 93.7thefan.com, fan headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville, Mr. Muller.
Thank you, guys. Mr. Muller here for Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook. Yeah, big Friday with Bet Parks, and Sunday it's a big one, the black and gold. They are, at last check, a 1-point road favorite at New England. The total in this one, 44 points. A lot of busy college football stuff to get to, a prelude to the black and gold on Saturday. Some top 25s in action. How about Texas Tech and Utah? Love that matchup. Auburn and Oklahoma, Illinois and Indiana as well. Illinois got designs on being a playoff caliber team this year. Yes, they do. You can live bet while you watch the action as well at Bet Parks. And guess what? They got a great offer right now at Bet Parks too. Open an account after you download the app. Get up to $50 back on your first sports bet if it doesn't win. Plus, you'll get a Bet Parks bonus box with 50 Bet Parks coins and 50 bonus spins on the Bet Parks Collect 'em online slot game. You can bet more than the score, player touchdowns, rushing and passing yards, and more. Full terms and conditions are at betparks.com. Must be 21 and located in PA or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Probably not in the short term. I'm certainly going to give him an opportunity to work his way back from that era. I believe in his talent. He's a sharp young man. He's a hard worker. And so you leave the light on for him. You give him an opportunity to move on from it. But he has to do that. He has to display that with his daily work. And he's got to earn himself back in the position to be a participant. And we'll see where the roads lead us. I'm open to it, certainly.
Mike Tomlin on Caleb Johnson. Steelers and Patriots. The Steelers are 1-1 because Caleb Johnson had an unbelievable brain fart on a kick return. The Patriots are 1-1 because after a Miami Dolphins punt return for a touchdown, on the ensuing kickoff, Antonio Gibson took it back 90 yards for a touchdown. That was the first time since 1992 in a game a punt return had gone for a touchdown, and then the very next play was a kickoff return for a touchdown. Now, Mark Cabali in studio with us on the Pat McAfee Show. If you think about it, great punt return men and kick return men from the 90s. If you had to guess who the punt returner was who took it to the house, and then who the kick return man who took it to the house was, who would you go with?
What was the guy's name from Kansas City?
Dante Hall.
There you go, Dante Hall.
And then who's the punt returner?
I would have no clue.
Malzi, do you know the answer to this?
Am I half right?
You haven't seen it?
Am I half right?
I haven't.
Okay.
Restate the thesis. Restate it again.
It's the first time since 1992 in a game,
yes,
a punt return went for a touchdown, and then the very next play was a kickoff return for a touchdown. That's what happened in Patriots-Dolphins.
No, I got you. Okay. A punt return gets house, then a kick return.
It happened in 1992.
Okay,
who returned the punt
Hill.
And who returned the kickoff?
I think Dion returned the punt.
Okay.
It wouldn't be Dante Hill.
No, because it's, wait, yeah, I didn't hear the 1990. I was like.
Yeah.
Dion's right.
Dion returned the punt.
The Dion part is right.
Okay, and he would have been on the Falcons still back then.
This is actually a pretty
good. Vi Sikahema. Is that right?
No.
Well, because I thought it could have been like an NFC West game, and that would have been Vi Sikahema on the Cardinals. No?
He also played for the Eagles, right?
He did. Desmond Howard is the kickoff return man.
Okay. Why'd you laugh at Vi Sikahema? He was a great kick returner.
I know. It just, to me, is a very Malzi answer.
And then he would punch the
goalposts. Better yet is he thought he had it right.
Well, the way he reacted, I thought he was going to do
this.
Would you get out of here, Malzi? You got that right.
Mark, Malzi is the king of when things like that come up. Even after he gets the question right, if there's more right answers, he keeps trying to tell you who the extra right answers are.
Oh, no, but I openly admit that I do that. And at this point now, it makes people so mad that I do it on purpose. Mark, I did tease this, and I want to pay off the radio tease here. So we had a question. I think it was from Josh way back when you started up with us 45 minutes ago. And he basically just, the premise of the question was this. You know, Mark, what do you think that locker room will be like if they lose this weekend, then go to Ireland and lose, which I think we all agree is at least somewhat plausible, if not likely. This person's hypothesis was, I'm already seeing some cracks. What would it do to them if they actually started 1-3 from a team unity standpoint? They want the kaboom in the room take here.
Well, I don't see it because I think they pretty much rid themselves of the majority of those people in that locker room that would create that.
George Pickens, Najee Harris.
Yeah, I mean, you know them all. That would be able to, Deontay Johnson, right? You can go on and on and on. So I don't know who would be that guy that can do it. You would say that the guy in the clubhouse, the guy that started off on the old pole position there, right? I'm trying to get my
yes.
Yeah, exactly. It would be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously that doesn't seem like that's going to happen. Last year it was there were some cracks near the end of the season. Didn't have to do with those guys, but I think a lot of that had
Minka.
To do with some of the Minka slash new guys of Elliott.
Russell Wilson.
And stuff like that. Russell Wilson, they just never took him seriously. They took him they took him seriously.
What a line. Cam, let's win four. Let's win the four.
I mean,
win four.
It was great at the beginning. Then by midseason, it's like, dude, really?
I mean, so Russ funny. Strikes me as the ultimate frontrunner. If, if he's playing really well, you can deal with the cornball stuff. The second it goes south, it goes like south. It nosedives, man.
Yeah. I mean, when you
I've asked him saying to Cam, let's win four after he blew
Cam's
the game.
Sick as a dog and
Cam's got like a 103 fever, like playing through a lot. That is one of the cringiest on-field things I have ever seen in my life.
And that was your guy, Mark. You were a Russell Wilson guy.
I still think you can still say he's not a bad quarterback.
He's on the verge of getting benched. He saved himself for an extra week with 450. And
was that the time Cam Hayward had explosive diarrhea?
Yeah, that was against the Bengals in Week 18.
He's as Pony said, sick as a dog, and here comes Russ, fresh off of like kind of blowing the game in the 2-minute drill to just tell him, "Let's win four, Cam. Let's win four."
I've talked to a lot of people saying what difference between Russ and Aaron. And obviously, they don't want to go on the record, but just a look on their face is like, "Yeah, really."
Well, I've said this, and I was a guy who was a little critical of Rodgers, didn't know what they were getting into. He is an actual, authentic football guy whose team, when he talks about his teammates and his coaches and the relationships he's building,
yeah,
it actually sounds real. That's the difference.
Mark, we have gotten a lot of questions about the way the defense works, and it's all Tomlin. But why is it like this, where you have a defensive coordinator who just answers to Mike Tomlin, and he can't bring in a defensive coordinator who calls the plays?
I think
and
he
runs
does call the plays. I just don't think he is solely responsible of the scheme leading up to that day.
So what you think Tuesday, on game? You Tuesday, think on game day, Terrell Austin does call the plays?
I think there will be times where Tom interjects and say, "Do this, this, and that." But I think they sit in a room on Tuesday, their big scheme day, and say, "How do we want to attack this?" And I think the number one voice in that room would be the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, I'm sure there's a lot of give and take. I mean, they got some, what they call good football minds with Dunbar and Austin and stuff. That they get.
Name one other guy.
Wow. I was thinking, but they got rid of them all.
Yeah, they got rid of all those guys.
That's what I was thinking.
I mean, it sounds
like
he's more on game day, though, at the end of the day. He might have a role. We saw in Hard Knocks, you know, they showed him running the meeting, and Tomlin's sitting in the back kind of with Minka or whatever. Sounds like more than anything, though, on game day, he still is a kind of a vessel.
He's a middleman.
For communication. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's hooked up to everybody's headset, so if he wants you to blitz on a certain play or if he wants you to play a certain coverage on a certain play, he obviously has the right and uses that right to make that call.
Back to Caleb Johnson. Do you think we see him in the Steelers' offense against the Patriots?
Yeah, I think he'll.
So he's not getting completely sent to the doghouse.
He's not going to get. I don't believe he's going to get benched. Although you would have to bring up a guy like Trey Sermon, and I don't think they've made any announcements yet. To me, it looks like they would keep him as that same rotation of running backs as behind Gainwell and Warren. Then they would just totally remove him from kick return. I mean,
who's going to return kicks then?
Well, obviously, they go with two now, which
yeah.
is the new rule. And the only other one I saw that has some history of doing it was Jalen Warren.
So Jalen Warren and Gainwell then?
I would assume.
Again, I just don't understand why Scotty Miller wouldn't get like a look.
I don't know. I've never really looked that up. Has he ever had any?
Yeah, he has.
Yes.
He's another guy where he gets talked up by his teammates and by the coaches all summer, and then the games actually happen, and he just stands on the sideline right. and eats sunflower seeds the whole game.
Number 10, too, man. What has he done so far?
Roman. And you were hearing good things about him right before the season started, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, but we do have to calm it down a little bit and just say it is two games. It is two games. It wasn't a pretty two games. But in the bottom line,
it's more that it's a continuation, though, especially on defense.
Yeah, especially.
I'm tired.
That's the thing.
I get tired of that. But I'm talking about you hear a lot of Aaron Rodgers only averaging 4.5 yards per attempt. one of the worst.
I have
in the
no real
so
issues
stinks.
With him. But I have you know no what? True issues with his play. Like I think he's been okay. He's been fine. Better than fine. In
he
the first
threw
game.
That pass to Freiermuth, who would have caught that pass.
Pat's got
all of a sudden. All of a sudden that. All of a sudden, that 4.5 per
I agree
goes up significantly.
Pat knew he had to have that catch.
Make that catch.
He was broken up about it right then. And that Mark even more tangibly than that, it was an all time throw already this year. It was one of the better throws I've seen a quarterback for this team make in a very long time. You remember the one that Fields made in Denver that got called back to Pickens? It was better than that one.
Broderick Jones 19 penalties on that drive.
Why don't we stop talking about that? But like that also more tangibly, forget about his yards per attempt, Mark. It also probably turns what ended up being a field goal drive into a touchdown drive because they would have been down inside the 10, I think, or right around the 10. Then you're set up shop, man.
Who would you rather have at left tackle, James Hudson or Broderick Jones?
I think Jones is getting better.
I'll take Broderick Jones. James Hudson had, I think, 4 penalties on one series.
Was it 4 plays?
Yeah, 4 plays in a row.
How's Dan Moore Jr. doing?
I don't know, but his bank account's pretty big.
He was lower rated than Jones, I know, in week one.
Let's check our trusted friends over at PFF to tell us what they think of Dan Moore.
I got to say about Dan Moore is he's $82 million richer.
Oh, okay, cool.
If I'm Dan Moore, I don't really care at that point.
All right, Dan Moore Jr.,
better grade
are you ready?
Than Jones, 53.8. I just looked it up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's lighting it up for $80 million.
Wow, not, wait. All of a sudden, we take
no, we don't.
PFF grades.
I just wanted
seriously.
To see what it was.
We use PFF grades as a narrative tool to advance the conversation, Mark.
Mark, your pick for Steelers and Patriots.
I just think this defense is... can't play any worse.
What I say, Chris?
I do think they
did. Did I not call this all week?
I just don't think it can be.
I tell you on Wednesday.
I said that last week, too, though, so you see where I was.
I know.
So why didn't you learn your lesson? They were objectively worse when it mattered.
People can't help themselves who are around the team. Jeff,
I just think that I don't know, maybe because we've seen it so much, maybe in not very strenuous situations like training camp and practices and how good they look at times.
The YouTube commenters are loving you right now, saying, tell them, Mark, calm down, everybody. Kabali is keeping it 100.
All right, Kabali,
I'm just saying it's 2 games, man. That's all I say. Last week at this time, we were, you know, kissing their rear ends.
Let's have a score. Let's have a score and a team MVP.
I think they're going to win this game. It's going to be 24-17.
Okay, who's the star of the game?
Star of the game.
Corliss.
I'll go defensively. For some reason, let's think who's a good defensive player.
Not many right now. Might have to think for a while. Cam Hayward finally gets it really going.
I'm going to do a Darius Slay. Boy, you talking
better
about
better hope
a
the
deep
Patriots
dive.
Don't run deep crossers then.
Yeah, was that a force? You know, I've known people to force swear on purpose just for making a point.
Yeah, that was that.
That seemed like that was in his bag of what to say.
Who, Terrell?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it apparently
I don't think it was
Art
well
Rooney,
received by
Art
one
Rooney
person.
Didn't apparently like that very much.
I didn't hear this one.
Pony, I think, heard it through his expansive grapevine network. That would be the most on-brand thing in history for Art to get mad about.
Now, if he would have came in and wore
eye black with it on there, like George. All right, well, if people are talking tough on YouTube, here's the telephone number to call in next segment, 412-928-9370. Should we relax on the Steelers and say it's only 2 games, or do you think that this is only going to get worse? 412-928-9370. Also, next hour, we're going to be joined by a former Patriot tight end with local connections. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. Mark, thanks for coming in. Enjoy Foxborough.
All righty.
Right now, I'm going to tell you guys about WeatherSeal Home Services. That's right. Let's talk WeatherSeal and what they can do for your home and your windows. Yes, the window to win. We talk about that. Is it open or is it shut? Let's make sure your window keeps out the hot air in the summer and the cold air in the winter. 35% off right now. Installation of new energy efficient windows. You're going to get savings right off the top. 35% off. 2 years, no interest payments when you finance through WeatherSeal. So, you can make those 2-year payments at your leisure with no interest concerns, no gimmicks, no games, none of that nonsense. 35% off, and they're going to give you windows that will add to the value of your home and save you money on your energy bills. Same day appointments available right now. WeatherSeal, where comfort meets savings, 877-351-SEAL. Or visit weathersealhomeservices.com. Offer valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.